I started making confessions all by myself. When I was alone, I made confessions. If I were alone, then I was confessing by myself in the room. In the name of Jesus, my place is at the top. I started talking. My voice must be heard. I have a voice that must be heard all over the world. In the name of Jesus, when I speak, people will keep quiet to hear me. In the name of Jesus, I speak. The wisdom of God is working in me. You know, because I acted foolishly as I was growing up. So I started changing those things with words all by myself. In the room, alone, talking to who? Me and the bed and the mattress, the curtain, all by myself in that room. What am I trying to tell you? Even if someone has caused your problem, even if it's you who caused it, you can now change and begin to push yourself, rearrange your life with words. There is nothing that is more powerful than your word. That's what the Bible shows. Everything God does, he does by words. So by yourself, even if your parents have talked you down and said, bad luck, look at you. Look at you, fool. Well, no problem. They said that. But now I'm responsible. They may have been responsible for where I got to, but where I'm going, I'm responsible. So you're going to make up your mind. You start talking yourself correctly. In the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse to be foolish. He said the wisdom of God is working in me. And you know what? When you are using the word of God defeats everything that is not of God. Do you get it? Whatever they said to you, whatever words came to your life, we are not the words of God, from God. Then you start speaking the words from the mouth of Almighty God. When you use the scripture, you are speaking the word of God. You start changing it. You say, I would never be foolish. I would never be small. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'm so blessed. Say, I'm the seed of Abraham. And that's why I can boldly say that I'm blessed. In case you didn't know, the whole world belongs to me. The whole world belongs to me. See, I'm the richest thing on the surface of the earth. See, I'm the wealthiest being. And by the way, this is my month of divine intervention. So look at me. I'll never be poor in my life. Say, I will never be small in my life. For it is written, a little one shall become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. Say, that's me. Say, where my mates are crumbling, I stand tall. Where others are failing, I'm a bundle of success. Say, listen up. I'm a bundle of success. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm not ordinary. I will never be ordinary. I'm supernatural all the way. Shout hallelujah, glory of God. Hallelujah. If you know this, when you speak like this, you are stirred on the inside. You know why? Because you're declaring words that are consistent with the word of God, which the Spirit of God, of course, responds to.
Say, this very person that's talking to you now is full of the Holy Ghost. Say, this very person that's talking to you is so anointed, is so rich, is so loaded, is so powerful, is so wealthy. I mean, I'm the biggest thing, the wealthiest thing in the whole world. The whole world is waiting for my manifestation as the Son of God. The whole world is waiting for my manifestation as the Son of God. Say, look at me. Don't size me by the outward appearance. Don't size me by what you're seeing physically. Say, on the inside, I am bigger than I am on the outside. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say, in few years from now, you may have to fill forms just to get to me.
This one is a star. Say, this one. This one you have seen. He's not a small boy. Say, this one. The whole world belongs to him. Say, this one is the seed of Abraham. Say, this one is more than a legend. This one is more than a billionaire. This one is full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Say, this guy, this one beside you. Say, let me shake you, let me shake you. That hand that just touched you with 9 billions. Hallelujah. So you better be glad. Or I'm touching you now. The day will come. The day will come. That you will seek to touch me. But there will be no opportunity. Why? Because I'm going to be at the top. I'm a child of God. I'm loaded. Full of the Holy Ghost. I'm anointed. Tell that one, say, try me. I will lay hands on you. You will fall under the power. Brother, I am not joking. My place is at the top. Listen, and I'm not apologetic about it. I'm not. Listen, you know when it will fail? These things that I say will only fail if the kingdom of God fails. In other words, the only thing that will make them not work is if we suddenly discover that there is no God. My greatness is as sure as the kingdom of God is sure. I'm not saying something that has not worked for me. You know, I got this far from talking. I'm praying, I'm using my mouth by myself. And so, I can see my future. It's in front of me, it's like a skeleton, you know, in my mind. Like this skeletal structure. So I keep putting flesh on it. With my words. I put flesh. I say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, presidents will come. Presidents of nations, governors. I am the solution to the world's problem. In the name of Jesus, I wipe away the tears of many. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm talking like this. And you know, whatever you say in the name of Jesus, everyone backs it up. So when I say, I will never be poor in my life. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to be so powerful. So influential. So I'm greater than a celebrity. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of me. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so, foolishness is far from me. I'm full of wisdom because I have the Holy Ghost. I'm full of wisdom. The wisdom of God is working in me. The wisdom of God is working in me. The wisdom of God is working in me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am the worthiest thing in the whole world. Please, I'm talking. I am the worthiest thing in the whole world. I'm the richest guy in the whole world. I mean, I'm the worthiest being in this whole world. Solomon was rich. You heard about his wealth. But in Christ Jesus, I'm far richer than Solomon. The whole world is mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know when we talk like like that. You're bragging. I'm not bragging. I'm only telling you who I am. All that I have. You know when you talk like this and some Christians who don't know the word of God say, people should just be deceiving yourselves. In a short while, we'll know who is deceiving who. The talker. Listen. The future belongs to a Christian who is a talker. The one who keeps quiet will die in silence. Stop the word of God. It's a powerful tool. Your tongue. It's a powerful tool. So I'm going to talk myself to the top. My place is at the top. We may be in the same room together now. You have the opportunity. See, I may be beside you right now. In fact, my body may be touching yours. Take advantage of it now. Because the day will come that you see me from afar. You'll be able to come close. Say, listen. You think my success is dependent on my certificates? You are lying. The whole Lord is mine. Glory.
Say, this very person that's talking to you now is full of the Holy Ghost. Say, this very person that's talking to you is so anointed, is so rich, is so loaded, is so powerful, is so wealthy. I mean, I'm the biggest thing, the wealthiest thing in the whole world. The whole world is waiting for my manifestation as the Son of God. The whole world is waiting for my manifestation as the Son of God. Say, look at me. Don't size me by the outward appearance. Don't size me by what you're seeing physically. Say, on the inside, I am bigger than I am on the outside. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say, in few years from now, you may have to fill forms just to get to me. Hallelujah. See, I'm going to be more than a celebrity. For who? For Jesus. Look at my skin. You ain't seen nothing yet. Very soon, this skin will shine, will glow, will be so clean because of money, ego, owo, plenty in my account. Plenty, so plenty. I will be so rich, so stinkingly rich. So rich. Say, I'm loaded. I will never be small in my life.
It starts when you start talking like that. You may not have the physical cash now, but you start from somewhere. Because you see, wealth starts from your mind. First of all, it begins to rearrange your mind. And once your mind is rearranged, your thinking is rearranged, you are headed for the top. Nothing will be able to stop you again. Nothing. So if that problem was caused by you, brother, you can change it. Just rearrange it. If you say to yourself, I will never be small. I will never be small. And that rearranges your thinking. And you begin to step as someone who's going to be so big. Then nothing will be able to stop you. That's the power of words. Talk to the person beside you. Say, I'm loaded.
I'm loaded.
Say, my life
is for glory.
Say, my life is for progress. Say, I move from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from favor to favor. And of course, this month for me is still my month of miracle money. Say hallelujah. Say abundance. Plenty money. Plenty ego. Plenty owo. Plenty, plenty. Plenty money. Say that's me. Say in the name of Jesus. More than enough to require no hate, no help from anybody. I'm self-sufficient. Say I'm loaded. It's still my month of miracle money. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Say let me complete it. It's my season of miracles. That means miracles in my academics, in my family, in my finances, in my life, in my spiritual life, miracles all around, in my business, miracles all around, everywhere my name is mentioned, there will be miracles in the name of Jesus. Say I'm supernatural all the way. And so everything that has to do with me is supernatural.
Say I'm not a fool. I'm wise. Say I'm wise. And so I use my tongue rightly. I'm a bundle of success. I'll never be disadvantaged. All things are working together for my good. Nothing works for my destruction, but all things are working together for my good. I am lifted. I'm headed for the top. My place is at the top. All things are working together to produce good for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you ever read it? The Bible says concerning me. It says, the lies are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. In the name of Jesus, I will never beg for bread. The Lord is my shepherd. I never beg for food. The Lord is my shepherd. Greater is he that is in me than he. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Let's sing a song of confession. I can see everything turning. Everything. Everything. For my good. I can see everything.